Yo, welcome to another episode of the Ramp Productions. I'm your host, Nacho Stone. What's up? So, last time we talked about the origin of Krampus, we took a dark turn into Christmas. Now it's time we go on the festivity and light side of, you know, Christmas. So, what better way to do that than talking about the origin of Saint Nicholas himself? Yes, I am talking about Santa. If you don't know who Santa is, where the fuck you been at? Okay, to start off, we are going to be talking about the story behind Santa goes back to the 3rd century during the time of Saint Nicholas, a monk, even though some sources state that he was a bishop. Nicholas was born around 280 AD in a patron in modern-day Turkey. Legend states that Nicholas had a giving spirit and traveled the countryside helping those less fortunate and the sick. Nicholas's parents were wealthy and left a bulk estate to Nicholas when they died. Nicholas, who was also a spirit of giving, took his inheritance and gave it to those less fortunate and lived a life of humility. December 6 marks the anniversary of Nicholas's death. By the time of the Renaissance, Saint Nicholas was a popular saint in Europe. Saint Nicholas was canonized by Pope Eugene IV on June 5, 1446, and became known as patron saint for children and sailors. Waves of European immigrants brought Saint Nicholas's holiday tradition to America by the end of the 18th century. Saint Nick was recognized by American culture in December of 1774 and December of 1774. December of 1773 and December of 1774. It was reported that a group of Dutch families in New York gathered to honor the anniversary of Nicholas's death. The name Santa Claus was stated to evolve from Saint Nicholas's Dutch's name, Sinister Klotz, and shortened from Sint Nicholas, which is transferred to the Dutch name for Saint Nick. I know, I said that a lot in this, so bear with me. Gift-giving, a custom, was passed down from Saint Nicholas's generosity and the helping of others, has been a great part of the Christmas tradition since the early 19th century. In the United States, stores advertised Christmas shopping in 1820 and by 1840. United States newspapers were carrying Christmas advertisement featuring Santa Claus in 1841. Many children traveled to Philadelphia to see the life-size Santa model, and lured for Santa and Christmas was becoming popular in the United States. Sorry. I just took a smoke. Off podcast, off screen. I don't know how you say it. The Salvation Army in the early 1890s started sending unemployed men in Santa suits to solicit donations for needy families to provide them with Christmas meals. Salvation Army Santas have been ringing bells and street corners in front of stores and gathering donations for the needy since the start of the tradition. A noteworthy Christmas poem, account of a visiting from Saint Nicholas, was written by Clement Clare Moore, a Episcopal minister from the Three Daughters, which the poem later became known as "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." Moore was hesitant to publish his poem due to subjects of the poem. Publication of the poem led to the popular version of Santa as a jolly old soul, with a proper figure and the ability to climb down into a chimney, leave presents for good little boys and girls. After leaving the present at one house, he would dash to the other on his sleigh pulled by 8 flying reindeer. The powers of Saint Nick or Santa Claus. You know what? We're going to refer to him as Santa Claus from now on. The powers of Santa Claus has a number of magical abilities, including longevity, the ability to fit himself and others through any chimney, avoiding serious injuries in the process. Levitating up a chimney, usually by touching his nose and nodding, altering the appearance of himself or other objects or beings, including physical objects. Including physical transformation, a person into an inanimate object. So he can turn you into a spoon. He can turn you into a dresser, a pillow, a closet. I'm not sure about a closet. He might turn you into a cupboard. He'll turn you into a plate. That'd be terrible, being turned into a plate. You can live with yourself. Changing the size and the object, teleporting himself and others across the world, generating snow, and determining who has been naughty or nice. So, he has the ability to, he has the power of snow, which is really cool. That's a pretty OP ability. Sorry. I'm gonna butcher this. Laplands Corvetturi is the resemblance of a hare's ears, which was rumored to be Santa's ears, which means he listens to determine who was behaving. In the normal strength is argumented on Santa. On Christmas Eve, to lift 2 tons, Santa's full powers are not revealed, though he prefers not to use them in combat or any other struggles. While he appears to be a senior, Santa has not physically aged in centuries. Santa Claus has an access of wide-range supernatural artifacts, which he uses to accomplish various feats of magic. So, he has these magical artifacts. Maybe he cloaks himself, or he does, it's something weird like that. But I think it's pretty cool. He's often depicted as Caucasian in appearance. Santa's actually appears most people in their own racial features, but he retains his white hair and beard. He radiates a subtle Christmas charismatic effect on people, often soft and hardened hearts and converting criminals. The abilities of Santa prefer to have a mild reality bending ability and the ability of immortality. His transportation is mainly a sleigh pulled by 8 flying reindeer: Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and Rudolph. The affiliation with Santa Claus, he's served by a large group of elves and reindeer. The relatives of him we all know as one is Mrs. Claus, his wife. A fun fact about Mrs. Claus, she is the only person in the world to make the best, and I mean the best, on the planet, the best hot chocolate and best cookies, hands down. It's a general fact. That is her. She makes it with, she uses Christmas magic to make those cookies. The identity of Santa Claus is unknown, but we all know him as Saint Nick, a monk or a bishop, whichever story you want to believe. His occupation mainly is a gift bringer. The base of operations is Santa's workshop in the North Pole. So this is what I wanted to state about his artifacts. Maybe you can't visit the North Pole yourself. Maybe you have to be invited or taken there by himself. And maybe he cloaks the North Pole so no radars or anything. He has a wide range of magical artifacts that he uses to, that could be like cloaking, could be a various feat. It's really cool. He can make portals or something, the things I'm thinking of right now, how it's just cool. The life and pastime of Santa Claus includes, he has a number of hobbies, which we all know his interests are at least archaeology, astronomy, and building snowmen. Okay, first off, who the fuck would know that? I don't know that he loved astrology and archaeology or whatever the fuck. I didn't know that. Building snowmen, yeah, I believe, but The other ones, I'm not so sure. He also likes sitting by the campfire and watching an amazing northern lights. It's something Santa loves doing, just as much as skateboarding and fishing. So I'm betting he is the best one at building snowmen. Like the best, like the bottom, the top, and the middle. The bottom, the middle, and the top, sorry. Which we use a carrot or your scarf. Maybe he can turn snowmen to life. Maybe he can make an army of snowmen. Who knows? That's his bet. He loves doing that. That's his pastime. He could have an army of them. You never know. And he could be the best skateboarder in the world. That could be a feat of magic too. And fishing. Don't know why that's in there, but I guess he loves it. But anyways, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I certainly did. Because it's interesting, but let me know what you guys think. I'm your host, Nacho Stahl. I'm out.